and just
How it
see what,
looks.
yeah, how, like, what the quality is like. Like, what is it gonna look like and sound like if, let's say, we are, you know, in one location, and then our guests, whoever the other two guests are, where they are, you know, that it shouldn't be more than like four squares, I feel like. Because otherwise, that would be like, yeah. Yeah. So,
Do you guys have any like favorite podcast that you like that does visual? Like, what are some that you kind of think are well done?
just the one that I watch all the time is The Diary of a CEO. He is amazing, Stephen Bartlett. Like he has a simple room set up, and I mean, he put a lot of thought into it, but it's just very simple. I'll actually hold on, let me just send it to you in the chat. He is, and he actually just did an quote unquote emergency one that was via Zoom because they were talking about Trump. But it's,
Form
hold on,
of
sorry.
education, a new form of university. Are there any other ways if we're talking about
Right.
I
Yes, if you
can't even
click on
process.
this, you can see like it's just a it's a simple like office kind of room. I mean, it's a pretty good camera. I think we just need like one of those ringer
New form of
lights. What?
university.
Monat,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, it like his lighting is good, but I think if it,
The mic, all of that.
yeah.
I'm gonna ask a friend of mine. I just caught up with her a couple of days ago. She produces Rick Steves' podcast. He's that travel guy,
Yeah.
and so I'll just ask her for like minimal equipment, like a list of minimal equipment that we would need, so we're not overspending or anything like that, you know.
Wait, I got my brother got me this mic
Oh, amazing.
for Christmas, and I don't think this, because it's a shotgun mic, so I don't think this was that crazy. Let me connect it
That's
to my
amazing. Yeah.
computer and see. I mean, I just use it for, because I was planning on recording my on-demand class again.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna record myself now.
A businesswoman.
Oh,
I love it.
I'm, wait. Allow. Can you guys still, your default mic. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how this is gonna be if I'm gonna talk to my shotgun mic. But this is like it picks up a lot of nuance because I played around with it, and if I get really quiet and really close, it's like I do what is it, ASMR videos. So if we have just like a basic mic, but I think the only thing then is, let's say we have a guest who is like in Guatemala shooting, we would have to have them have the mic too, you know? So
Yeah.
that would be the only thing.
I'm trying to think. I feel like, because Ike, he does
Wait,
these all
Zoe,
the
are
time.
you muted?
I shouldn't be now. Can you hear me?
I
Nina?
can't hear you guys. Oh, wait. Is this
Are
why?
you plugged in? Did you plug in your?
Hang on.
Oh,
Now, wait. So you guys could hear me, right? I couldn't hear you when I was. Hang on, let me try that again.
Can you hear us?
Changed and will now be used default speaker. Hang on, let me do audio. Oh God, this is going, and here we are. This is going beyond my. Okay, well, that's something to be figured out.
Can you hear? You can't hear us now?
Now I can hear you because I
Oh,
unplugged.
okay. I was just saying, I think so. Ike, my boss, does these podcasts all the time where he will record them on Zoom.
But I feel like he has the setup. Like I feel like a lot of people who do these podcasts already kind of have it. And then if not, I know that sometimes they will send it to him. That's something that depending on who we work with, we would, have to figure that out, see if they have it already. But a lot of people do. You'd be surprised. I do think Zoom would be an easier way to go for like a first season.
Yeah. Well, especially at the beginning, like I feel like any podcast, when you watch like the first episodes, you're like, oh, okay, so they're just getting started. And then eventually it gets, where people are like, oh, I want to talk to these people. Then they're going to make the effort to like go into a studio or something. Where at the beginning, I think we'd just be like, we just need 1 hour of your time. Jump on Zoom, you know?
I mean, I think too, as long as our sound is good and people can hear and we do upload it to the podcast app, like I feel like as long as it sounds good, the video is a bonus, like the Zoom is a bonus, but I think if it sounds good and people can go and listen to it, that is what matters first, you know?
That's how I feel. Like, if the Zoom isn't going to be great quality, I feel like then we should maybe just do audio if it's not going to add to the overall experience. You know what I mean? Because, like, especially, you know how these podcasts, like, they're always in the same space. And so for us, it's not going to be like that. We're not going to have like a certain space we go to every time. It's not going to be consistent. And I feel like viewers like the consistency, you know what I mean? Of like, it's always in the same space, it's always the same lighting. And that's probably not going to be available for us.
Unless we do like kind of like what Azra has, if we send everybody like like a background picture, we just ask you to put this background picture on while we're talking to you so you don't have to worry about your living room or something. You know, our logo in on it.
Yeah, we should do a test one. I mean, I think we should like do a test one. See, and I don't know who we would interview first, but like ask someone to, I don't know, we could try that.
Yeah, we could do it with like two people that we feel like will try it out. Or, I mean, it could also just be, you know how some episodes are also just like the hosts talking amongst themselves, and where we can like just do it amongst us and then being like, okay, A, what are we talking about? B, what's the quality? And we can always like wipe the episode or use the episode, but where it's more like, hey, this is who we are, this is why we're doing this, and this is why we want to.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm down for sure. I mean, I think we should just do it when we get in town and just go for it, see what happens. There's no like real pressure. That, it's just like we're just seeing what we can do first. So I think we should just go for it.
Do you guys have any topics that like you're wishing to discuss the first time, or like not just for, but just like things that you want to talk about, or like even like target like favorite artists that you kind of would want to talk with, either from who's been announced at Berlinale or just like the type of field? I'm genuinely curious.
I'm always curious in talking to like multi-hyphenates, like actors or producers who've started directing, or writers who started producing, like people that, like for example, I always look, obviously having started as an actor, I always look up to actors like a Jessica Chastain or like a Margot Robbie, who've all started their own production companies, where I'm like, why? Like, what made you started, and what was your vision behind it? That's kind of like my first curiosity always. How about you?
I was gonna say, like, I think I've been listening a lot to Trevor Noah. He's great,
What
obviously.
do you think?
And I think what's really cool is like the consistency that certain shows have. Like, every episode, he asked like a question, and then like, if you ruled the world, like what would you get rid of? And I think all that stuff is really fun. I feel like we should find a question that's like artsy and like something that we always ask, maybe to start off. Like, if you directed this film, what would be different about it? Something that's like imaginative and also gets people, you kind of get to learn about who the person is. So I think finding like a structure would be good. And then to answer your question, Azra, I don't know if I have an answer for that, but I feel like that's kind of how I think I would think about the episode, I guess.
Yeah. I love that. Remember but when we had dinner with Andreas and how he asked all of us like who we would want to invite to dinner? Like maybe something along those lines of like living or dead, if you could make a movie with three artists, who would you like either cast, write, or direct? Like who would be like the three artists that you would want to make a movie with or something like that?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
The Diary of a CEO at the end has basically have a guest answer a question that was left behind by the previous guest, and it's anonymous, so they don't know who it was left behind, basically. And then, and then they kind of then they also have to basically ask the question. I mean, that's off the video, whatnot, but it's for the previous guest. So it's like this continuous thread of, artists or like, whoever he's interviewing.
Well, I love
Yeah.
I like it because you get to know people, you're gonna learn about them a little bit. Sure, were you gonna say something?
No, I'm just thinking like I'm my kind of question would be general, but I'm always like thinking about what people wish for the future of film and like what their ideas are, and like things are changing so much, especially with like AI. And I was working on my script today and I
Oh,
like asked
good.
ChatGPT a question, and like it was so like it's getting so much more crazily like weirdly helpful but also kind of scary. And so I was like, is ChatGPT gonna start like writing scripts? Like, is this gonna like that freaks me out. And so I'm always like wondering what people think about like the future of writing, the future of film, the future of like cinema, like going to the movies, And so I think that would be my broad question, but maybe we could, somehow narrow it down a little bit. But
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think that's a
I
good
love
thing
go
to
ahead.
add into the body of the, like, I think that's good too. Like, where are we going next?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, sir.
No, I was just, I get so excited that you're using ChatGPT for that. I use it so much and it's been so incredibly helpful for this script. Like, I mean, and there are some prompts out there that help you with, because it's like, I heard actually, what is his name? Timbaland say something along the lines of like, it feels like a second opinion. And it truly is. I feel like I'm in a class with someone, but I don't feel threatened at all that it's going to write script. It does a terrible, terrible job of writing script, like meaning like dialogue. Because it's just, I don't know, maybe there's like a prompt out there that like really knows how to train it to, but everything that I've seen, everything I've input just to test it, it's terrible. But everything else, it's so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad
Interesting.
you're writing. I love that.
It's honestly like I'm really motivated. I'm trying to like get a draft out, and then I would love to share it with you guys. And like I want to shoot this like this year in the summer, like late summer. So I would
Right.
love that to be like something that we funnel through the company.
Love
Yeah.
it. Yeah. I mean,
And
and if you ever need to do like I'm like a table read, I want to do. I'm planning on doing a Zoom table read soon of my pilot
oh,
that I wrote.
cool.
Just because I was like, I just need it. Like, I'm at a point now where I was like, I just need to hear it out loud of like, in my head, I think it's funny, or in my head, I think this person sounds like that. But like, then having somebody else give voice to it. And like, I know I've been to so many table reads where then sometimes the writer was like, oh my God, when you said it this way, it made so much more sense. So, if you ever feel like I still have access to a lot of actors, so.
I mean, I
Yeah.
feel like we should definitely, when we are there, we should do like a creative session for you, for every, like everyone should do, we should do, you know, a workshop for each other. That'd be
Oh,
great.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah. And then as far as like Slate, 'cause I'm excited about like, you know, your film, Nina, that you're writing Azra too. I'm like, do we want to talk about, I guess, like how we would approach a client? Like what would be our, I mean, I know we have to get the business stuff done and all that, but I just wonder, what do you guys think after we do the business stuff and registration and all that, what do you think the first steps would be for us to, I guess, get a client for to have one commercial this year if we could?
Good. I mean, I would say hit up, like find certain brands that are, I don't know, let's say based out of Berlin, that are kind of on the smaller side, and then hit up their marketing, like find out who their marketing people are on LinkedIn, and then approach them through there. I also subscribe, or I have a subscription to the service that kind of gets an email to anyone, basically. So like we're finding their emails and then just email them proposals, like create a, you know, like a mock-up of what we visualize for them, and then just do that for a few brands and then approach them with it.
Got it. Okay, so a few mock-ups.
I just had a callback for a commercial, but it's like an internal like training videos for the Intercontinental Hotels. And like I'm playing basically the receptionist, but the and like it's crazy, like the camera, like how they're shooting it is the camera is the guest, and so the camera walks through the hotel, and they're like they have to watch like the perspective of the guest, and like us actors were playing the hotel, the concierge and the receptionist and whatever. And those, as I was taught, like I was in the callback, and I was like the company was like in Britain, but somebody was sitting in the US, and they're like, oh yeah, we do these projects. And I was like, I don't want the job, like the acting job. Can I just have a production meeting with you guys? I want to know how to, because like that, I was like, oh, that's something we could like produce,
Easily.
you
Easily, yeah.
know?
Like
Yeah.
find a lane, yeah, because there's so many. Yeah, I agree with you. That's a good call.
Is there like a board? You know how there are sometimes some of those private boards in LA for industry jobs. Is there a thing like that in Berlin?
Or like a
Basically, like looking for, or we're
yeah.
looking to shoot this or something. I think our advantage, I feel like one of the things, because I feel like commercials are so, you know, commercial, even the ones that after I was doing research, like at some of the prominent, you know, advertising companies, they're done in a very artistic way. You're like, okay, clearly this is shot in a really interesting way, right? Like, or it's very, you know, it's beautiful, like et cetera. You know, it's a high budget. It has that artsy feel. They do have international people, et cetera. But I think that what I think could really set us apart is giving it a cinematic feel, like really kind of a fictional immersive, where it's like you're following a story. I think one of our friends, sorry if this sounds like I'm going off on a tangent, but like Eddie had a friend who had like a basically was creating a line of, I don't know if you ever saw that, Zoe, but he was creating like a fashion line, and he was creating basically, he had an Instagram account dedicated to it. I think I still follow it. I'll send it to you guys if I can find it amongst the many people I follow. But basically it was like there was a video where it starts out with like somebody getting robbed, right? But we're following the guy who's robbing them, and he's wearing the merch that he is selling. And so then it's like it's broken down into these episodes, right? Where it's You're following, it's almost like a mini series, but using the merch. And
That's
so
kind of brilliant, but not a robber, but that's kind of brilliant.
oh, right.
Yeah,
So it's like it would be finding some sort of series that we could produce for very like for social media or something like that that's actually very cost effective to produce with like a with a great narrative slant that's not so much these weird like whatever weird commercials, but we're following these characters and it's broken down into episodes with the merch and products. And I think that could be very much our competitive advantage.
That's really cool. I also like that because I feel like it gives you a package. Like we could say, hey, like we get basically like a deal. Like give us a big chunk of money to produce actually not one commercial, but like a five, like a whole season, you know? So I think it's actually if instead we focus on one brand to build out their entire look, then that could have a bigger, I guess like we get more money.
I mean, I'll find the thing on Instagram and then send it to you guys so you can see. I
That's
mean,
really
while
cool.
we are here, when you all are here, maybe we can also, because we have nothing else to do while you guys are here, but like shoot a spec commercial. You know what I mean? So we have something visual, like I know like Azra, you are so like you having direct like music videos, and I know you have such a good like you already work visually, right? Like maybe we can shoot like I have no interest in directing, but like maybe whoever wants to direct, maybe we can shoot two or three specs and like use a mock, I don't know, we choose a product and we'll shoot like three of those mini episodes, and they can be like a minute each. And we can figure out how can we make shoot that here in Berlin, right? Like I'll act and we can probably find some other actors here. I have a bunch of actor friends and we can easily pull that off.
So, like,
That's a
if
great
you like,
looking
you can
idea.
direct. Do you direct as well?
Yeah. So we have three directors and one
Yeah,
actor.
that's what I'm saying. It's like if you
So
got
maybe we
three.
do. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was like saying, yeah, if each one of you does one episode, A, then we can already show each three of your guys' styles as commercial directors, right? And we each of you come up with a vision board or whatever, like, and we have three different versions of the same product so that we're like, here, this is what we have to offer, And then we can, yeah, and then we have actual visual stuff that we can send out as a calling card to be like, this is what we're capable of,
I
So
like
brilliant.
that. I feel like we should pick a product ahead of time just to think about it and then maybe come up with some storylines, just like generic storylines that we can then share. Like, and so have it be like a three-part episode.
Yeah, I
You
love
know?
that. I love this. So good. I love this idea. That's an amazing idea because it will already give us an advantage because we have that's like our thing. You know, we have examples of our work. This is what we do. This is what we can do. And I feel like that's what we need in order to be like approaching brands and saying like we want to do this for you, but this look at what we've already done. I think that's
And we can shop it around. I mean, it's like a proof of concept of like what our style would be.
And
So
like
brilliant.
all of
I
you
love it.
also make it your own style, right? Like even if those three episodes are, let's say,
Connected,
completely
right? But
different,
it's totally
but then we can see it was like, oh, we have three different directors. Like each product would be like, I would want this director or whatever product would be like, yeah, but I want this to be more that, so that we already exactly have a portfolio of three different visions.
I feel like you just pulled me out of a depression.
Me too.
Same.
Something to look forward to in life. No, so this is great because now we have actionable steps. Like, so I think we should definitely go into pre-production for our brand pitch, I guess. And then also we should schedule a creative session. I think we should you each should do a writer's room for your projects, right? I think we should keep that going. And Maybe, yeah, Nina, you're gonna be our muse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Love it. She's
This is
ready.
what
She's
happens
ready.
me being in Berlin. Literally, this is all I've been doing is like every day I'm like, okay, I don't know what the fuck. I'm throwing spaghetti against the wall. I'm like, I have a million ideas. And I was like, none of them are coming to fruition yet, but something
They
will.
will. They
Yeah.
will.
They will.
Yeah, I love this.
I think too, like, what brand would, I mean, we can obviously, this is a longer question, but I'm just wondering, apparently there's this like rumor that women don't direct, they don't often hire women to direct car commercials.
I
That's
was
been
just
like
gonna say
a
we should do a car.
thing. Yeah, we should do like some like
I want to be a
car.
bougie Mercedes driver owner.
Yeah, I feel like we need like some sort of like badass, like
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie, like Mission Impossible energy, maybe.
Literally, that's what I, yes.
And
Yes.
then something, and then maybe
Spy.
like a, yeah, and then something
And we're
like
seeing her in three on three different missions or in different
yeah.
aspects of her
Yeah.
life. Yeah.
Exactly. And I just feel like that already kind of elevates us. And I think too, like, yeah, like, so what are we going for? Like, what is gonna be our ethos? Like, aside
Yeah.
from I think that will help base. I'm just thinking out
Yeah.
loud, but
I
I
love
love
that because honestly, like, I love that so much because I was thinking too, I was like, we can start approaching the smaller ones, right? If we really want to, but I'm like, I do think we should think big
go
and
big.
biggest,
Yeah.
and the biggest thing is the car thing over there. And we can like easily rent a car. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like a
exactly.
luxury car for like a day.
Or like
And
rent, like we could. I mean, depending on how much money we want to spend, but like, let's say we choose Mercedes, right? There are a million different Mercedes models. So, where we can be like, okay, we're doing a Mercedes like G Wagon or M Class to be like the mom. She's like doubling up as being a mom, but then she's driving like the S Class where she's
yeah.
going to like, where it's like you. We have different models by the same person driving it as like a CIA agent or something,
I love this. This is great.
Yeah,
Now,
no, this is really good.
we definitely get now. I mean, if we're going with like spy or something like that, it definitely can't be
Yeah,
Toyota.
yeah, yeah. And
Well, nobody would expect a spy in a Toyota, so it's kind of brilliant. Just kidding. It's brilliant. No, but totally. I like that idea, the different sides of the person. Yeah, I'll find that video. It was just I thought that was so he never did anything with it after that.
Yeah, because people don't have follow through.
Yeah. And I mean, and it obviously costs a lot of money. What was his name? You remember him, Zoe?
Yeah,
Like,
I think it was Mark. Was it Mark
was it
or
Mark? Yeah,
something like that?
Michael,
Michael or Mike
Mike.
Morris. Mike Morris, right? Or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he had no follow through, and also like his whole brand was like called like Cowboy something that had nothing to do with like I just didn't understand anything. There was no clarity. Like, you know what I mean? But it's a good study, and I think we should take that idea and
Yeah.
make it better.
I'm gonna find it right
And do it
now.
and actually execute it. And I think we have access to this beautiful apartment. I think we should use it somehow. So,
And there are so many locations here where we can like
yeah,
shoot guerrilla
that works.
style. Like,
Yeah.
as you probably know, the Frankfurter Tor. Is it Frankfurt Tor? You know how are like every corner has these buildings with those giant pillars and those stairs going up. And like
Yeah.
I like during the pandemic, I shot myself. Like, I think, did I show you guys that video
You told me about it.
that I did a short film completely by myself?
Oh, you told us. You never sent it to us. You need to
Oh yeah,
send
I
it to
still
us.
have to, I'll still show.
Yes. I
I mean,
love
it's it's a silly video, but it is. And I shot it like all over Berlin, and I lost my wallet along the line, but it was definitely worth. Wait, where? But so, like, it had like so many locations that I feel like
we can use.
Yeah.
There's so much here that we can.
Even like a little bit outside of Berlin, you drive a little bit outside of Berlin,
Yeah.
and there's
So
like a
many.
forest, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I think this is really great.
Oh, here.
Cool. Well, we need to do some like research now, I guess, and see what people's like what these kind of commercials, because I feel like people are doing like series. Like I feel like, a brand will do things like that. Like, but never have I seen it done really narratively though, I don't think. I think it's always very editorially and like visually ser like thematic, but never like an actual storyline. I don't know.
Well, I feel
That's
like
fair.
we should, especially with like Instagram, and so far we still have TikTok. But like a lot of commercials and like advertisers are targeting, the online space
Short form,
and
short story
short
form.
form, where it really is like entertainment, but it's entertainment in advertising form.
Yeah, no, it's really great. And I think too, we can also launch this on TikTok. It's perfect for that. Cool.
I will find this. It'll take me a second, so I will find.
So yeah, I mean, I feel like so Azure, you should tell them about your short. Tell them what it is. Wow, it's really, I love it. I was thinking about it the other day, actually. For some reason, Elon Musk doing a salute made me think, oh wow, forgiveness, maybe. But you should you should tell them
That
the
was where
story. I don't
you
know
were taking
how I
that.
got there, but
I
like
feel like
I hope that's not offensive to you, but like then I was like, oh, Azure's
that's
phone.
where you went. No, I love that. I love that. That's where you went. So yeah, it's a short about two boys in Berlin. One is German, and I think I made the other boy Turkish, but I think he might be an Arab boy, but he's, an immigrant, and so they hang out at this like abandoned warehouse in Berlin and just kind of like are doing whatever. And they decide to steal this soccer jersey that's hanging up on the wall at the local bakery. And it's like this fictional famous soccer player that is very beloved by the country. And so one of the boys basically talks the other boy into stealing this jersey because they want to wear it, they want to be cool, they want to kind of, show off. And they do it. The bakery is owned by this older, very old in his 80s German man. And we don't know what the jersey means to him or his connection to it, but they steal it. And then, long story short, one of the boys starts feeling really guilty, and he's like, we should return it, we should give it back. And the other boy's like, no, like we can't do that. And so the boy ends up returning it and apologizing and saying, I'm sorry, I don't know why I did that. Sorry. And so the man, instead of getting mad, he kind of like opens up to him and tells him, the story behind the jersey, which is that it belonged to his son who died. And we also get like a sense of this old man who made a lot of mistakes in his life. He's older, he comes from a different generation. He wasn't the nicest or friendliest towards outsiders. We kind of get that little perspective. So yeah, basically the themes of the short are, forgiveness, redemption, and also I don't know if you hear about this, Nina, but like during New Year's, there's all these like this commodity of like the fireworks,
Oh,
and
yeah.
they're always like blaming it on, I mean, young kids are doing it, but they're always blaming it on like the immigrant young kids, which is like, we don't know that, but like, and they're like saying,
Everyone. It's
it's
everyone. Oh,
everyone.
yeah.
And so, yeah. And so there's like, of course, when the jersey's stolen, like, all the commodity is like, oh, these immigrant kids, blah, blah, blah. But it's actually not. Like, it's actually the German boy who kind of is like pushing the other boy to steal it. So it's a little bit of commentary on that too. But
Love that.
that's the gist.
I love that. I feel like that would be really great to shoot and kind of on the easy side too. There's
Yeah.
plenty of warehouses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, all we would need is like a bakery. And then kind of like there are all these beautiful abandoned buildings in Berlin that I would love to shoot in, and I think we could shoot in easily. And yeah, maybe like an apartment for the boys' house, but
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it would be really successful. I think people would love that story, actually. And I think soccer is such a unifying, like, sport around the world, you know. It's really good. I love it.
And I feel like everybody identifies with that as like as a kid, because like as a kid, everybody's done something dumb at some point, you know, or like, you know, or you've gotten roped into something stupid. And I feel like so many people would like relate to that.
And
it's simple too. I love how simple it is, but it's like weighted. It's weighted, you know.
Exactly, yeah. It's simple but weighted. Like I want to kind of like shine a light on certain things and like subtly mention certain things. And this also is coming after like this New Year's, like the cops released like all of these names of like young boys, illegally released all the names of young boys who like were throwing firecrackers, and like most of the names were like immigrant young boys, and they did that on purpose so that it would like fuel the fire of, you know, the whole question of like we need to handle all of these, you know, people who are in our country. And I don't know, that kind of it's a little bit upsetting. So yeah, it's a little bit of like commentary on that, but it's a simple story, and it's also ultimately just about like forgiveness.
I love this too because I feel like it kind of reminds me of Sophie in a way. And also too, Azra, like you're short about this little girl who, like, you know, identity. It's all about like identity and forgiveness and belonging. And I feel like all those themes are things that we keep talking about. And Nina, you've talked about it too for you personally. And I just think it would be cool for us to do this commercial and do maybe this short at some point this year. And I don't know, I just think I see the themes that we are drawn to, like all of us, you know? So I like it.
So funny, I was reading about like all of these interviews with David Lynch that I hadn't read before, but part of his like fascination with innocence and evil kind of came from his own like being troubled by like how does this evil happen? Do you know what I mean? Like it's like where is this coming from? And I think we're all kind of drawn to this idea of starting at the innocence, you know, and just I don't know, like the portraying like, you know, the Turkish boy is no different than the German boy, and wanting like having everyone basically see themselves in those boys, or Sophie too, same thing, right? It's she's no different than them, and then being able to see yourself in those, it kind of makes what we're doing in real life so fucking evil, you know, in contrast. It's
The world definitely needs those stories right now, man.
I know. We're gonna do them. We're gonna do them. And that's why I'm like, we need to shoot big. Because I want us to get paid, you know, and I want us to be able to do these amazing projects that are personal to us, but I want us to also have our wallets fed. So I wonder, like, as far as like being a self-sustainable company, right? Like when it comes to making decks and when it comes to treatments, like, do you guys all feel, because that's not really my thing, but do you guys all feel confident in that?
There is just, I mean, absolutely. There is, I think that there is, I think between all of us, like, you know, we have our own resources. And I think, like, meaning, like, we all have our own ways. And I think we can absolutely.
The basic like things for like decks and things like that, I think amongst us, we can definitely like come up with a logo or, you know, I think to get it to a higher level, sure, at some point it will make sense to have somebody, but I think right now we can definitely, you know, I mean, I would say like maybe we'll meet again next week, like Wednesday or something. And then by then, each of you like come up with, you know, like even just have like collect a bunch of pictures, like make a mood board of what your
Yes.
commercial looks
And
like.
share it. Oh my
And
God, yes.
share it.
Yeah, let's do that.
So
So Wednesday, we have a deadline.
I'll be the
You're
one
giving
giving
us
assignments.
homework, Nina.
I know. I'm giving you all homework.
You'll learn that Nina is like the mom.
Yeah.
I
That's
need though. This is like this accountability is what's missing in like my life because it's just like, oh, I tell myself I'm gonna do it by then. And I'm like, while I'm here, I'll give myself another week. So this is wonderful.
No, it's excellent. Thank you, Nina, for always keeping
I
us
this
on
is
track
but this
and
is just because
organized.
maybe I'm this crazy person, but I like this
No.
is my calendar. From 8 to 9, I do this, and then from 10 till this.
I
That's
love it. You have to be that way, though. It's good.
I mean, that's
I
the
mean,
only
I'm
way I
like that
try not
too.
to be. Sorry,
You
go
said
for it.
what? No, go
No, I
ahead.
say that's the only way, like, because right now I don't have a job. I literally
Right. Yeah.
have all the time in the world. And trust me, there are days I wake up here and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I attempting this? Like, but I
Yeah.
literally am like, I have to set myself deadlines. Otherwise,
Yeah.
5 weeks go by and I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. So, where
Wait,
am I?
Nina, you side note, you should apply for unemployment. Have you ever done that?
I can't because I quit.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean, I talked to my school about it because that was my last job that I had. And they were like, well, we will. And I was like, I thought they were cool about it. Because I was like, yeah, if I had just applied for
Yeah.
unemployment. And they're like, yeah, but you quit. You left the job voluntarily. Therefore, you don't qualify for unemployment. So,
You
and
should try anyway, though,
I mean,
because
because they will then reach out to my school, and then my school would be like, yeah, this is these
yeah,
are the.
but I mean, I'm saying like you should try to get, I mean, well, see if you get approved even for quitting. I don't know. Like, I don't know
Well,
if
I think really the thing is, if you've done a job, Nina, like technically, even if you've done a commercial and it's over now, you can still get
I was gonna
unemployment.
say
It's
that.
not just about your school. Like you've booked stuff all the time. You know what I mean? So I feel like if you, whatever last thing you did in LA, like you can still get unemployment.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look.
Job vacant, technically.
I'm like I'm hibernating in Berlin, but please give me my unemployment out of the
Yeah.
UA.
You know that?
Yeah, are you kidding? You know how many times I've been in Germany getting like US like
I mean,
unemployment?
I applied for unemployment for the 2 weeks that we were here in Berlin in September because Dominic was the one who was like, yeah, I always apply for unemployment on hiatus, even if you're still on a job. And then he was like, well, because you're in between
Working.
jobs. So he's like, no
Yeah.
employment for the 2 weeks.
And it's also like your tax money. Like it's
Yeah.
not like coming from the
Yeah.
job. It's coming from your taxes.
Yeah.
It's not like
Maybe.
your school is paying. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just look into it.
I'll look into it. So,
But okay, cool. So I feel like we have our steps for
question quickly about our assignment. So, are we going off of the narrative of like we're writing one story about this one person who has like this life, but like three different phases of the life? And should we like choose which phase we want to write out of the three, or how are we thinking?
yeah, I mean, I would say either we like next week we meet, everybody brings a bunch of ideas of like, you know, like let's say all of us brings three ideas, like three different
Stories.
or
Yeah.
two or whatever. And then we
Yeah.
have a total of eight. And then amongst the three of you can be like, okay, this is the one I really want to do or something.
Yeah.
So I
And
would
are
say
we sticking
come
with
up with,
the car?
what was that?
Are we sticking with the car? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, I don't know if there's a what other products we could.
I mean, I think we can. I think let's have cars, but if something else comes up,
Yeah, we
write
can.
it down.
Something else
You know?
like
Yeah.
high, like it shouldn't be like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we'll come
You'd
up
be
with it, but like,
surprised.
not
Yeah.
like detergent or something, you know what I mean? Like
Okay.
something that's visually we can like
like.
Yeah, do something with it. Yeah.
So yeah, come up with, how about this? Everybody come up with two products, like, oh wow.
Yeah, it never does work
Never does it for me either.
ever since I got my new computer, it does it so quick.
Do you get it? No.
This is my favorite though. Wait.
Oh my God, that's
That's
hilarious.
incredible.
Awesome, need that.
So yeah, two product, like everybody come up with, like, find two products and like two scenarios of sorts, and then we can toss around ideas next week.
Perfect. We should also do a reading of Sophie.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, that would be
that
really
would be
helpful.
so cool. Yeah.
That would be really cool. I was thinking that too when you said it. I was like, I think after I talked to Paula, see how she feels. Also, so I had this wonderful meeting, this woman named Hadass. I'll send you guys her Instagram, but she does like social strategy impact, and she's been working in Africa, all over the world. She's pretty
I
amazing.
know her. I think
You
I know
do?
her.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's one of those like people who talks to everyone. She's like very like, but I think Azra and Nina, you guys would find her really interesting. Just thinking long term, I feel like somewhere down the line she could help like with strategy with Sophie, like social,
For sure.
like talks or anything that we might do, like to, I guess, like push the film,
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
yeah, how do you know Hadass, just in
I
LA?
met her like in 2016 when I was in LA, living in LA, and I like did this art show with some of my friends, and she came and we just started talking, and then I didn't see her for a while, but then I was in Paris like 2 years ago after I'd moved to Berlin, and I ran into her like
Oh
at this
wow.
time. And so we've been
Wow.
like we've been in the connected for like a while, but yeah,
She's cool.
crazy. Yeah, she
Yeah.
is cool.
And she li I think she lives in Paris.
Yeah.
But cool. Well, that's a small world. I'm not surprised.
Not
But okay, cool. So we'll just do our stuff and check in next week. And
Let's
go from
aim
there.
for Wednesday, and if anything needs to change, we'll
Perfect.
change it.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon.
All
Bye.
right, guys. Bye.
Bye,
Bye.
everyone. Have a good one.